On Wall Street today, the markets were mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrials closing down 21 points and the NASDAQ Composite closing up 15. But that's a good day compared to the big losses of the last week or so and of the whole year. While the Dow is only off about 3% since January 1st, the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 20%, and that's following big losses last year and the year before. This is despite a variety of indications that the economy is actually picking up after a mild and remarkably short recession. Joining us to help us understand this disconnect between Main Street and Wall Street is Jeremy Siegel, professor of finance at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Welcome, Dr. Siegel.
Good afternoon.
From your perspective, how bad is this stock market? In other words, as bear markets go, is this especially long or deep or ugly?
It's deep and ugly if you were in technology stocks. It would be one of the worst. If you were not in technology stocks, it's been quite mild, and in fact, a number of investors might even have a gain. So it's been a very bifurcated market, as we say, in terms of one sector going way down, the others mostly holding their own.
Are the reasons for the sell-off different this time than in other market downturns of this magnitude?
I think it's almost always profits and interest rates that are critical. I do think certainly there is a degree of investor confidence issues, with Enron, with Tyco, with even IBM and then GE, which was, the blue chip. There was manipulation of earnings. I'm not saying they were outright illegal, but trying to make them look a little smoother and a little bit better than what they should have. And I think that that is also weighing on Wall Street.
How about the threats of terrorism and the threat that India and Pakistan will go to war? Is that having a negative effect?
In my opinion, I don't think so. I mean, there's always been international tensions. I remember as a young boy back, with the Cuban Missile Crisis in the 50s and 60s, or nuclear war. I think when the bottom line is drawn, it is corporate profits and what is going on interest rates that matter the most.
There are a number of signs over the past months that the economy is picking up, and stocks historically go up before the economy improves. Why are things different this time?
I think what happened was stocks jumped the gun, if you want to know what I believe, last fall, because the economy looked horrible and everyone said, oh, the Fed is going to fix it, we're going to improve this year, and we had a rally that was just absolutely incredible last year. So I think what's happened is that now the economy is improving. And what people are saying is, okay, that's what I expected. I want to see a little bit more. I want to see a little bit more earnings than what I've been seeing. And I think those disappointments, combined with, some of these corporate governance and earnings issues, are weighing down on the market.
Thanks very much, Dr. Siegel.
Thank you.
Jeremy Siegel is professor of finance at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania and author of Stocks for the Long Run.